Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday, which a.k.a. Jaylen Brown Day. Happy Jaylen Brown Day in the city of Boston, celebrating his birthday. I got my jersey on to commemorate.
Me too.
Do you?
Nope.
You should. Everybody should have a Jaylen Brown jersey on today, or at least duct tape a 7 to your chest.
Seven!
To honor the great man that, yes, Joe Castiglione would be a big fan of. Welcome in, though, on a Patriots Friday when we're going to build up to a Browns game that I think has some people feeling a little, a tad, I don't want to say a lot, but a tad curious or uncomfortable as to what you're going to get from your New England Patriots. That was Kurt Warner, the Hall of Famer, talking about the deep balls of one Drake May on the Rich Eisen podcast. And that was an interesting comment, Fitzy, because It started very positive. It was like one of the best deep ball throwers, but he's going to start to take the little ones, the short. He's completing 90% of his passes. Exactly which passes, Mr. Warner, is he missing? Because I don't think he's missing any, Fitzy, these days.
Now, you know what it sounds like to me? It's not jealousy or a desire for Kurt Warner not to see somebody challenge his deep throw, greatest show on turf thrown, Andy, so much as it is, I think, kind of in a veteran quarterback / paternal capacity. This is Kurt Warner kind of giving Drake May advice like, hey, man, listen, if you take a few checkdowns, take a little profit, don't stand in the pocket as long, you'll also make yourself a little bit more of a difficult target. You won't take as many big hits, i.e., you'll prolong your career. That's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely, and that's going to be an evolution and something we're going to talk about with the offensive coordinator of your New England Patriots around 2:15, Josh McDaniels. Will join us here on WEEI Afternoons 3:30, as he does every Friday. We'll talk to Mike Giardi. Ted Johnson will be here, which I means I believe we'll probably talk a little bit about Pablo Torre's latest podcast where he doesn't take down Bill Belichick. He has a different target. It's the general manager of the North Carolina Tar Heels football team. A very interesting listen that I'm about halfway through on the commute in. Mike Lombardi, his resume, his reputation, his legend, Fitzy, not exactly what he leads it on to be, including his first stint around a genius, a gridiron genius. You hear from Bill Walsh's son, who kind of poo-poos the relationship Lombardi had with his dad. So I'm sure we'll get into that. But we need to start with the Patriots I gave you the old Ted Johnson fisty early in the show.
Easy now.
Little fisty early in the show.
Whoa.
The Cleveland Browns. So on paper, the Patriots are the 7-point favorite. They're at home, which is supposed to be a good thing, except it hasn't been a good thing for the Patriots. They tend to lose at home to teams that they probably should beat. So, Fitzy, as we get off to the
You're having way too much fun with this at 2:07 in the afternoon.
It'll be a long 4 hours, boys.
I just pretend it's an accident when I say Fitzy.
Good afternoon, Dan Ball.
Good afternoon.
Are you concerned at all about this game? Does what Myles Garrett and Mason Graham and Schwartzy, Jim Schwartz, an aggressive coordinator, brings to the table have you wondering, is this a concerning week for Will Campbell, Jared Wilson, and most importantly, Drake May?
The answer, in short order, is yes. And it's funny, we stepped lightly into the idea a few weeks ago that the Saints game could be a trap game. You, Ted, and others, Mego, anyone on our pod or over our airwaves, kind of steered it into more of don't let it be a letdown game following the Buffalo game. Now, nationally, from the 30,000-foot view, Andy, this could easily be perceived as a trap game. Like, 5-2 versus 2-5, one team's averaging 13.5 points a game, the other one has the greatest thing since sliced bread, pepperoni pizza, and JC Superstar himself throwing the football in Drake May with the brilliance of Vrabel and McDaniels behind him. No sweat. But the problem is, this Cleveland defense, even though they have a pop gun offense, Dylan Gabriel has 3 touchdown passes. They don't turn the ball over much themselves, so you have to keep an eye out for that. It's ferocious. It's for real. You got Owusu Koramoah. We had the pleasure of speaking earlier today on the Six Rings podcast with Daryl Reuter, who's on the beat for our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. He said, watch out for this rookie linebacker, Carson Schwesinger out of UCLA. He said, this guy is absolutely playing at a Pro Bowl level early on in his rookie season. He's a stud. Just he finds himself around the ball a lot. They hit you hard. They hit you fast. And they disrupt you at all 3 levels, Andy. And yeah, you're right. I think Jared Wilson and Will Campbell are going to have a handful with the football version of the David that is Myles Garrett, man. He's playing. Is this being hyperbolic when I say like he might be playing the best football of his career?
Absolutely. Not hyperbolic. No, he absolutely, I think, could be playing the best football of his career. And I think when you just look at him, I forgot how you described it yesterday, like a Terminator or a droid or whatever the hell you want to call it. Myles Garrett is one of those bus guys. Remember the old school coaches are like the guys you wanted to get off the bus first to scare the other team? He should absolutely get off the bus first. He is one of the most imposing figures you'll ever see. Kind of has that Willie McGinnis look, only don't listen, earmuffs, Willie, might be more athletic and definitely more dominant game to game, season to season. You know, it's great that they have a great roster around him, but I think it all starts with him. And I want to get into that with Josh, actually. That was one of the questions that I plan on asking Josh McDaniels is, when you're facing a guy like that, a game wrecker, whether it's Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, Aiden Hutchinson, is there a risk of caring too much where he is? You know what I mean? Almost taking yourself out of your own game by trying to ensure that you deal with Myles Garrett. At some point, you have to actually make plays. You can't just avoid Myles Garrett at all costs. You have to try to make plays and score some points, because we'll get into our predictions later. I think you only need to get 20 points, Fitz.
That is exactly what, Andy, it's so funny. That's what we said on the podcast. That's what they said coming out of Cleveland. That's what Tom Curran said earlier this week. This is a 20-point game. If you get to 20, you can pretty much secure that you're going to win the game, because Cleveland does not get to 20 unless, of course, they're just curb stomping the Lolfins like they did last week.
So if you can, you know, our guy Marcus Jones, if he gets a punt return and he steals, flips the field, gives you a short field, you get a kick return, whatever it may be, you know, and you can get 7 points or even just set the offense up in really prime field position, that could put you well on your way, assuming the flip side of that doesn't happen. Assuming you're not allowing the Browns defense to score points or the Browns defense to give the ball to Dylan Gabriel at the 20-yard line where he has to do very little with it to put points on the board. So I think this is a really interesting matchup on a lot of levels in terms of this question we keep talking about, trust or maturity for your New England Patriots as they evolve, Drake May, as he evolves. This is, Mike Vrabel said it this week, the best defense they're going to face this season, or have faced already this season. And I keep going back to, remember that conversation we had when we were talking about Jared Wilson and Will Campbell playing on the same side? Ted Johnson goes, feast. Uncontrollably, he just said it. And that's my concern, is that that's what Myles Garrett, Mason Graham, Jim Schwartz and company are looking at with this offensive line. They're looking for an opportunity to feast. So we're going to get into more in-depth preview talk of the Browns and Patriots Sunday, Gillette Stadium, looking to make Foxborough a home field advantage again. But as I mentioned, we're getting ready to talk to Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. He's expected to join us just a couple minutes from now. And later in the show, we'll talk to Mike Giardi, our weekly guest. I'll be interested to get his perspective because he can be, I don't know if you've noticed, he's a little old beyond his years, Fitzy. Sometimes he's got a little bit of like a cranky old man. He doesn't like that everybody's getting all gung-ho on
Drake
May.
That's why you guys are, you, him, and Perillo together are like the ultimate triumvirate of old men yelling from porch. It's amazing.
But this is a case where I've sort of bought all into the hype of Drake May.
Someone asked me about that recently. They were like, what's up whenever I turn on EEI these days? Heart sounds happy.
Yeah, because Drake May. I how long have I told you, just give me a good quarterback, a good offense, a good team that I can enjoy the entertainment value of?
A good comfy chair, some slippers, and a Miller Lite. Yeah,
basically.
Seth, flip the script, you know, except maybe, you know, healthy kids and a Gansett by my side. Andy, let me ask you, I got to ask you in return. Mego had a column about this up today at WEEI.com. Do you see this as a little bit of a potential referendum game on just how good the Patriots offense and Drake May's, you know, excellent beyond our expectations sophomore season are? Because if he can do what he's been doing the last several weeks against the number one defense, then there ain't no lid you can put on this. There's no ceiling he can't blast through, and all expectations be damned.
Yeah, there's not a lot of yeah buts this week if Drake May goes out there and has another great game. 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation throughout the show via the text line or the calls. How you feeling about this matchup with the Browns and Myles Garrett on Sunday? Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we will indeed talk to Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Stick around for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday, and as we do each and every Patriots Friday, we go to the guest line to talk to one of the Patriots coordinators, and this week, Josh McDaniels on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, and by Cape Cod Lumber, your local timber tech supplier, number one in premium decking. Mr. McDaniels, you're here with Andy and Fitzy. How we doing?
Great, guys. How you doing?
We're great. We are enjoying the season so far. You know, it's fun to be a fan when the team is in first place and scoring points, winning games, all that. But you got a test this week, the Browns, Myles Garrett. And I wanted to start there with Myles Garrett. When you have, I guess you call him a game wrecker, a player like Myles Garrett, maybe the best defensive player in football on the other side of the ball, obviously there's a challenge to deal with him and know where he is on every play. But is there also the importance of running your offense and doing what you do and not going overboard worrying about a guy like Myles Garrett?
I think you have to do both. And that's the trick. You know, whenever you have a player of that quality, that's that disruptive and proven over many, many years, and certainly this year, again, how great a player he is. And so you obviously want to stay within the comfort zone of your players and the things that they know how to do best. And at the same time, he deserves every bit of respect and attention relative to how you set up the plan to try to limit the best that you can, the production and the big plays that he's capable of making. So, again, that's the attempt whenever you have to deal with players like this. And hopefully we've done a decent job of trying to do that, and we can go out there and execute the best we can on Sunday.
Josh, taking a slightly broader view of how things are going with the offense and the team overall, is this right around where you either wanted to be or thought you'd be offensively, developmentally, seven games into the season?
I don't know. I never really stop and honestly consider, you know, where I think we're going to be a month from now, 2 months from now. I didn't do that in training camp. I certainly didn't do it in the off season. I think there's just so many things to try to go through day to day with your team and our group on offense to try to improve. And I think that's kind of always been my mindset and focus as a coordinator or a position coach is, you know, how can we, you know, get our group to improve and make progress today? And so I have no idea what our, you know, the best we can possibly be is, because I don't think we've reached it. And we're just going to continue to try to address the things that we think can make our team a better offense, a better group, you know, in each situation. And hopefully we'll continue to make progress and improve. I am, you know, I think our group really works hard to do that, and I'm very proud of the way that they come into each day and try to learn the material and practice hard to try to get the things down that we need to work on to be successful each week. So couldn't ask for more from them than that, and you know, we'll see where it takes us, but certainly happy that the progress we've made so far.
Josh, from the outside looking in, it seems like this team has good vibes. Your offense has good vibes, camaraderie, whatever you want to call it, good culture in the locker room. And you've been around a lot of teams, good teams, bad teams, mediocre teams. And I was wondering, in general, do the vibes help you win, or does winning help create the vibes?
Both. I think that's an interesting question. And it's, you know, I think when you say the vibes, first of all, I think the relationship part of this team is strong, and I think that starts with Raves. I mean, he's done a great job this entire year of stressing how important it is for us to create the relationships and the bonds on our staff and on our team that are required when you're gonna do this job and work in this at this level and be successful. You have to appreciate and know the people that you're working with and for. And I really think that has been established. I think our players have a genuine care for one another. I think our coaches do as well. And I think that bond goes between coaches and players also. And so I feel like that's been a real strength of ours. And then, you know, in order to get those vibes from winning, you have to gain confidence. And I think, you know, the only way to do that is through your performance. And so we prepare hard to go out and perform well. And if we can do that, then I think that naturally breeds confidence. And then the confidence continues to grow as you go through the season. So I think, you know, any talk about vibes, et cetera, is, like I said, starts with the relationships of the players and the people on this team and this organization. And hopefully winning can help promote those as well.
Speaking of somebody who's confident and also brings a lot of vibes and performs, you were remarking yesterday in a little presser from the stadium about Steph Diggs and his hands especially. Can you talk about just how important, we know how important his vibes and we all we need, but and the leadership's tremendous, but how important is it having someone so dependable like that, both for your offense to run the way it is and to help continue the development of your young quarterback?
I think Steph's been tremendous. just his overall, you know, competitiveness, how he approaches each day, the way he pushes the guys around him. I think the standard that he holds himself to, and how he approaches his work. And then certainly none of that matters if you don't perform. And, you know, he's gone out there and made critical plays in a number of situations in a lot of big games for us this year. So, I think he understands what it takes to be successful in this league. And I think he's done a really nice job of trying to share those experiences with, you know, some of our younger players, and has been a really, really positive influence on our football team.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Josh, we made it four questions in without mentioning Drake May, so I think that's a record, so we need to stop and have a Drake May question. He kind of admitted the other day that either sliding or throwing the ball away, sort of giving up on a play, kind of goes against his natural playmaking instincts. Is that something that he's going to have to learn and evolve with, and is that something that maybe this week going against the best defense you've faced so far might be on the horizon for him? Don't be afraid to slide, don't be afraid to throw it away, and live to fight another play.
Certainly, I think making good decisions when those things come up, you know, are things that we've discussed and we've talked about, and he understands. I think that, you know, the difference in those situations is they're unscripted results. You know, I mean, there's not many of those times where we've, you know, created or designed a play where he's, you know, designed to be doing those things, running the ball or outside the numbers or down the field or what have you. So it's a momentary decision that he's going to have to choose. And again, he's made some really good choices this year and slid and protected himself. And, you know, I know he took a couple hits the other day, and certainly we don't want him to do that if he can prevent it. So I think he understands the difference. And again, it's going to come down to making a smart decision in the moment, depending on the situation, the circumstances, but protecting himself and helping our team by being available is certainly going to be a big part of moving forward. But you know, you can't ask for one and then say not to have any of the other. You know, he makes a lot of really good plays. He extends some plays. He converts some third downs with his legs. And those plays all help you win. So what we're doing is we're trying to ask for both at the same time. And hopefully he does a good job of learning from these experiences and makes great decisions going forward.
And of all the things that Drake has done this season, Josh, all the strides he's making, all of the statistical achievements, the unique accomplishments, and so much more, what is the one thing you would say that you are most impressed with or most impressed about that Drake has done thus far in his sophomore season?
Just the consistency of the person. You know, regardless of, you know, the result of a practice, a period, a game, it hasn't affected his day-to-day preparation, his attitude, and his approach. And that's been very impressive to me relative to just the maturity of a young player that has the ability to process what's going on around him, ignore the, you know, any exterior noise, good or bad, and just try to focus on getting better and having a productive day. It's a great thing for our offensive group to have that type of leadership coming from the quarterback, and it's a very impressive thing to have it come from such a young player.
Speaking of something very impressive, I think it kind of got lost in the wash, but when Drake was in the medical tent, you had Josh Dobbs come in, pick up a key third down on a nice play where he really stepped up, delivered the football. What has your experience been like with Josh Dobbs as the backup quarterback, you know, even going back to the summer and through what he's brought to the team throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, Dobbs, he's been tremendous. He's very, very smart and has been a great addition to our group. He and Drake have a tremendous relationship, which I think is very important in that room. Tommy has added that to that as well. But Dobbs, he's, you know, been here every day, a very, very consistent presence for our offense, prepares every single day like he's starting, ready to go on a moment's notice. Nothing's too big for him. Takes care of his body, does a great job when he's on the scout team of giving the defense a look, and had no hesitation about, you know, him going in there and playing good football last week when he was called upon. So just what a superhuman being, good football player, really happy we have him. Like I said, just a lot of confidence in him, and couldn't be more excited about the group that we have in there.
Josh, first a quick aside of a question. Have you received an invite to one of these special Thursday night hibachi or sushi dinners that it seems have become all the rage with Drake, Steph, and the linemen?
They would have to host those pretty late if we were going to attend one of those on a Thursday night. I think a lot later than they really want to do that. So, you know, it'd be like a 10:30 start time if we were going to have a hibachi dinner on a Thursday and include the coaches. So, no, I have not, but I'm very happy to hear that they enjoy their time together outside of this office and this football facility.
Excellent. And since we won't get a chance to do one of these Friday interviews with you again until after the trade deadline, if the team focuses on defense at the trade deadline, so be it. Are you cool with that? And any offensive additions or spots where you would like a little extra depth in advance of November 4th?
I love the group we have, and that those things are not part of my decision-making process, nor do I consider thinking about them. So love the guys we have on the team and excited about going and competing against Cleveland on Sunday with them.
All right, Josh, I know you got a meeting to get to, so we'll let you get out on that. Good luck this weekend. And by the way, we've been learning more and more about Drake May, big pumpkin spice guy. So if you're looking to bring him something on an early morning, maybe a latte or something, that would be right up his alley.
I know his wife is a good cook too, so she drops some stuff off in the quarterback room every once in a while also.
Oh, nice.
Wow, nice.
Careful though, I've been praising you for how much you look like you're in shape.
Know,
so careful, not too many.
Watch out those 10:30 nights.
Skinny. You got to stay skinny, right?
I know. No chips after dinner.
All right, Josh, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Good luck.
See you guys.
Thanks, Josh.
That was Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on WEEI Afternoons.
Uh-oh, Andy, I have to remark. I got to say something about this one.
What happened?
He sounds like he's in a really good – I'm starting to like –
Oh, is this one of those Belichick reads where if the coach is in a good mood, he's about to open up a can of whoop-ass on Miles Garrett and this number one quote-unquote defense? Is that what we're saying?
Listen, I couldn't see him, obviously, because he's down at the stadium and we're in our respective studios, but – I felt some smile. I felt, we're talking about vibes. I felt good energy off Josh in that one. I might have to dial up my prediction a little bit. I may have to crank it up a couple points. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good about that one. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I don't want to give too much of a teaser to my pick later, but if you're right, maybe I need to change mine as well because I did not necessarily have the New England Patriots covering with my score prediction for Sunday. But he was in a good mood, and we're getting closer here. We're getting closer to that was almost an opportunity with our relationship growing and buddy-buddy and all that thing. There was almost an opportunity to play brag there when he said, well, if they're gonna invite the coaches, it's going to have to be a pretty late dinner on a Thursday night for hibachi.
Almost an opportunity. Are you kidding me? That was like the coach brag of the century.
It was such a great story, wasn't it, fellas?
It was. I don't know if we're quite there yet to play drops with Josh and have him almost be okay with it, but I feel like we are trending in that direction. But Fitzy, he has reason to be happy, to be having fun, to like... He is like, and he embraced the vibe talk, unlike the Twitch chat, which wants me to stop using the word vibes. And if you come up with a better word that you'd prefer, I use camaraderie, whatever. I'm just saying this team on offense in particular, but really the whole team seems like it has vibes. And doesn't that make it fun to, let's see, you're winning. You have a great young quarterback that everybody gushes about.
Your fan base is going wild. And Andy, you and I both know from everything from podcast downloads, page views, merchandise sales, everything. There is so much more buzz. There's a positive din. There's a thing going on right now in Patriots Nation again. There hasn't been since 2021 and before that, at least 2019. Like, people are into this team, and it's not because they're laughing at it because the stadium only has 33,000 people for a Chargers game in December. It's because it's selling out, and they are now, what do you call it, like above the like top of the mantle, top of the post, whatever, above the fold. They're an above the fold team now again.
100%. And not just in Boston, in the National Football League, they're an above the fold type team. And this is a guy who over the last couple years was fired from the Raiders, spent a year off kind of figuring things out. Hell, he's doing some podcasts with Edelman and touring various college and pro situations, a little bit like Tibbs. Tom Thibodeau is doing with the NBA this year. And right off the jump, he's back at it, running a top 10 offense in scoring, has arguably the best young quarterback in football. He's living where he wants to live. As he said a couple weeks ago, like, it's going to be hard to get me to move my family out of Westwood. And that's so, like, you know, he's still being paid by the Raiders, probably quite a nice, handsome sum of money. I mean, what's the worst thing that's happening in Josh McDaniels' world right now? Travion Henderson's been a disappointment.
Get Kyle Williams activated. I don't know.
Right. Those are luxuries.
Andy, the best thing is right now, save for the fact that, you know, he has to avoid his late night snacks and isn't getting enough sleep because they're putting in hard-o coach hours. Everything's coming up McDaniels right now. Like, he's in a great place full of, and this is one of my favorite expressions in all of sports, first world football problems.
And I don't know if I agree with this, disagree with this, or this is even a consideration for conversation, Fitzy, but we have the 860 texting, Josh never sounded that happy when Bill was coach, to be honest. It's crazy. I don't know if that's true or not true. You know, the coordinators didn't do weekly radio interviews under Bill Belichick, not with us, not with, you know, I think he feels comfortable with us, joking aside.
Didn't Belichick famously, like, if he had to do something like a mandated once a month availability, he would schedule the coordinators for like the 31st and the 1st?
He not only would he would do that on October and November. And what is the 31st of October? It's a holiday. You know what it is?
It's Halloween.
Yeah, he would do it on Halloween night, which screws the reporters and screws the coaches that have kids that want to go trick or treat with their kids and get away. And then, yes, he would do it the next day and be like, well, we gave you your access for both October and November. You should be happy now.
Boo.
So, you know, I never expect Josh to take a pot shot at Bill, but the texter might be onto something. That might also be part of it. Life under Mike Vrabel, life under the coach who lets you have a family work balance, even if you're working till 10:30 on a Thursday night and can't go to the hibachi dinner with the linemen. Life is pretty good if you're Josh McDaniels right now. So we appreciate the offensive coordinator joining us as he prepares for his biggest challenge of the year, his offense's biggest challenge of the year, Sunday against the Cleveland Browns at Gillette Stadium. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to get to the Bruins. Ted Johnson was there. It was quite a game. And by quite a game, I mean quite a bad game. The Ducks win, and the Bruins still suck. That's up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, afternoons. Did you hear Tua and Mike McDaniel called? They feel bad for the Bruins after listening to those comments from last night. Holy
nine
crap.
Games in. We're nine games broken. Into an 81-game yeah. season, and they're broken.
At least they made it past, like, the 10% mark. They're 10% into the season, right? 82? Yeah, eight games is
Do
gone.
Do they win so, another ooh. Game, guys?
I think they have to, but I don't know. Like, they are having, like, serious issues. Fitzy, you famously said it to me once, like, existential dread. I'd never heard the term. You threw it out there. The Boston Bruins have group existential dread right now. I think they are, like, having anxiety coming to the ice at night because it's going so poorly. They've lost six in a row. And at some point, we need to stop saying, but they do show fight. They come back when they're down and they tie it and they do all these, like, you lose. You always lose. You're losers right now, and they're acting like it and sounding like it, and it's just so, I don't even know how to describe it. I feel bad for my guy, Marco Sturm. Whatever the opposite of vibes is, it's them. It's the Bruins, because they got nothing.
No, I mean, like, you even said, going into the break, you're like, next up, we got to talk Bruins, and I thought it internally, but I didn't say it out loud. I probably should have, like, do we have to?
Yeah,
because
like,
it just makes you feel. No, I know we do.
They were 3-0, Fitzy.
We got duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled, shystered.
Now they're 3-6.
Bill of goods. My God, like 3-6, but like they are a locomotive of terrible right now. They are a downhill bobsled of sad that cannot be stopped.
And this is what I thought was a really interesting stat, Dan Ball. Tell me if maybe this isn't as interesting as a hockey novice like Puckhead Hart sees.
Okay.
Through nine games, the Bruins have coughed up a goal seven times within 3 minutes of scoring one of their own. Like, that shouldn't happen. Like, when you seize it, you just give it away. It's like you can't hold momentum or any positive energy. And this isn't like road or home or anything like that. Like, that's who they are. That's nine games that they've done. It's seven times you score a goal, and it happened multiple times last night within seconds.
This has actually become something, guys, that they have tracked with the Bruins for the last couple seasons, where it happens, call it once in every four games, but it usually doesn't happen with this kind of regularity.
And
it's
who,
gone off a cliff.
If you're tracking it, who do you blame it on? Can't blame it on Jim Montgomery. Can't really blame it on Marco Sturm if we've been tracking it for multiple years. Can't blame it on the captain, Brad Marchand, or the new captain, because they don't have a new captain. There is no captain. They have alternates.
I think it's just it's group complacency. It's you take your foot off the gas because we scored a goal. Oh, yay, look at us. I think that's loosely Fitzy a commentary mm-hmm. on your leadership to keep your group focused, but it's just a group that scores and kind of loses focus on the fact that there are 60 minutes in one of these games.
Yeah, it's also a commentary on how lackluster the goalkeeping has been. You know,
no, it's fine. Their
oh, yeah, sure.
expected goal saves made over other guys' saves is much better than Linus Ullmark's. Yeah, I learned that yesterday.
Jesus, my God. God love you, Razor. Really, Mr. Raycroft, it's a delight having you in on the
yeah.
regular.
If Trump ever hears him, he's going to be like, this guy could work for me. We could get something done, Razor.
But like Corpusalo, too, like guy. I mean, look, the defense in front of you is lackluster, Dan. I think we could probably put it that way if we're trying to be nice on a Friday when we're supposed to be getting pumped up about, you know, the weekend and a big Pats game Sunday.
Yeah, it's polite.
Defense is, yeah, it's, we're being polite. It's, you know, we got vibes here today. But holy smokes, the defense and the goaltending combined has just been god awful. Like, Corpusalo's save percentage last night was 793. I mean, you have a backup goaltender. I don't care how much he's getting peppered. You can't have a goal. You can't have a save percentage below 850 and expect to be, you know, in the game. And yet, still, they put five. If I told you they're going to put five goals on the Ducks, you guys would have probably said, "Hey, they'll be in it." Nope, they did, and they weren't.
And that's the problem. We had this idea of the Bruins, and I was listening to Marco Sturm talk about this. The idea of the Bruins, and going back in the day, but also more importantly, this season. Oh, they're going to have trouble scoring goals, but they'll play good defense. Blah blah. Blah. No, that's not the problem. They're actually scoring enough goals to win games. They are scoring more than enough goals to win games. It's the opposite. It's the defense. Now, I do wonder, Dan Ball, Mr. Hockey, is that okay? We'll call you Mr. Hockey?
Yeah, that's fine. It's never been used before, so why not use it now?
I know you didn't like it when I called you DB Dan Ball.
Sarcasm party of one. Your producer's ready.
Even if I did earn DB, it's still like you hear it 100 times. It's like, all right, go back to Dan Ball.
It's your initials. I'm just telling you. Is there any chance this plays into the idea preseason that they weren't going to score enough goals, so they're so fixated on trying to score goals that they're not fixated on, I don't know, stopping goals? Are they getting ahead of themselves in the defensive end, in the neutral zone, trying to score goals, and that's giving up scoring opportunities that are leading to these losses?
There could be something to that, where you're pressing a little bit, you get defenders up in the rush. I just think it's solely a personnel issue. We were so fixated on the amount of scoring depth they didn't have in the offseason and the poor job that they did replacing players that it kind of distracted from the fact that your defense and goaltending last year was not on the same page. Swayman had a bad year. Your defense was bad. And you did nothing to fix it. So while they did a lot of shiny stuff on offense, they just kind of kept a bad defensive core exactly as it was a year ago.
And after another bad Corpusalo game, according to, I believe this was the Globe, but they're 24th in expected goals against at 3.49. I think that's what Razor was talking about. So they're, as a team, bad in that. You can still pump up your 11th for Swayman. We'll see how that lasts if that stays up near the top 10. But they're just giving up a lot of goals. Like, there's no other. You can give me high-scoring chances, high-danger chances, all these analytics that I'm not sure I ever knew I was going to learn about the world of NHL hockey. But the reality is they're giving up too many goals, and they're scoring enough goals where they should be winning these games. But I think the biggest issue that Marco Sturm has, so we are now, what, like 10 days removed from the bonding trip in Vegas where they played poker. Hopefully it was on the up and up and the FBI is not involved.
Ew.
They played poker.
Yeah, without an x-ray
right.
in the bottom
no
of the
x-ray
table.
Tables. Yeah. Like, no special James Bond glasses.
Wasn't that where they were going to pick up their vibes and come together? And like they had a nice start to the season. You got a Razor told us how rare that is, that opportunity on the road. You got a couple extra days and they were going to join the Vibe Tribe here in New England. There was going to be like all the sports teams are in the Vibe Tribe. That did not happen. And now they're going the other direction, Dan.
Well, fellas, I do have a positive note that I would like to share, right?
I don't believe you.
I have a positive note.
The season ends eventually?
Absolutely, yeah. There is death for all of us Bruins fans. Go ahead, Andy.
You found a positive note in that game last night.
I found just about the Bruins in general.
Okay.
Okay, hit it, David. Your Penn State Nittany Lions and Gavin McKenna play against Stonehill. Two games this weekend beginning tonight, 7 o'clock on Big Ten Plus. Tune in to see the next star of the Boston Bruins.
Are those at Penn State or are they at Stonehill?
They're at Penn State.
Ah, so I can't watch.
You cannot drive up to your campsite and watch Stonehill.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so that's the only thing I got because this current roster is awful.
Well, the midday show has dubbed it Gagging for Gavin is what the Bruins are doing. They're gagging for Gavin. Yeah. They don't suck. They're just gagging for Gavin right now. The Boston Bruins have lost six in a row. I'm sure Ted Johnson might have some boots on the ground insight. He was at the game last night. I'm sure he really loved it while he was kissing babies and shaking hands, signing autographs. Coming up next here, Ted Johnson will join us. It is 3 o'clock. It's time for our 3-point stances. And I think Fitzy is fired up for the fall classic. That's up next here on WEEI.
It's over. We are screwed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.